question is asked in halakha regarding somebody that is praying the Amidah and is about to make Oseh Shalom, and he sees that behind him there is somebody praying the Amidah. Can he make Oseh Shalom or not? So the question really is the distance. What is the distance between the two people that are praying? If the fellow that is behind him is within 4 amot, which means that if by making Oseh Shalom, he's going to enter the 4 amot zone of the person that's praying behind him, 4 amot is about 6 feet, then he is not allowed to make Oseh Shalom. Because the halakha says that one is not allowed to walk or move between within 4 amot of somebody that's praying in front of him. And therefore, since by making Oseh Shalom, you're going to be within 4 amot of the person behind you, you would not be allowed to make Oseh Shalom until he finishes. Now, even though the Beit Yishai holds that when you're talking in front of a person praying the Amidah, it's endless. It's kimnor enav. It's so long as you can see him, you can't walk in front of him. It's more than 4 amot. But Hakam Avadia argues on that. Not argues, but he's loyal to the opinion of Shulchan Aruch that says that in front of a person praying the Amidah, if you're away from the 4 amot, you're allowed to cross. However, within 4 amot, no. That's why there's a question asked. Let's say there would be a Hazan, and the Hazan wants to start Hazara, but he didn't make Oseh Shalom yet. And he's waiting for somebody that's behind him, that's still praying the Amidah. Another Sibur is waiting, and the Hazan can start because he can't make Oseh Shalom. Hakam Avadia says the Hazan can start the Amidah, the Hazara, without Oseh Shalom. And he can rely on the Oseh Shalom that he'll make in Kaddish Tetkabal. Last but not least, the custom is that when a Tamid Hakam is in the Minyan, they usually wait for him. But let's say the Hakam wants to finish the Amidah, and there's somebody behind him. So now he's stalled because of that. Now the Sibur is stalled. In that case, it would be permissible for the rabbi to give a hand signal to the Hazan to start the Hazara, being that he really finished and he's just waiting for somebody behind him. So therefore, again, the Maaseh, we're holding the 4 amot rule, walking or moving within somebody that is praying the Amidah. The 4 amot rule only applies in front of him. However, on the side of him, it is mutar. And therefore, technically, let's say you made Oseh Shalom, and you're good with the guy behind you, but it's going to put you next to somebody on the side of you that's praying the Amidah, that's okay. We're only worried about direct in front of the person, the 4 amot rule.